You are listening to The Repository. Get ready for some truly disturbing auditory experiences, none of which you will be able to unhear. Don't say I didn't warn you. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Pumpkin pie. My knees are weak and I'm about to cry about the sweetest woman alive. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. Tell you about my girl, I call her a pumpkin pie. Lord of mercy, she's mighty fine. Cooked me up a real good dinner, but her desserts are even better. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. I'm gonna love you till the day that I die. I'm talking about my pumpkin pie. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. Went to see my pumpkin driving way too fast. Policeman stopped me, grabbed me by the ass. I said, I gotta see my pumpkin pie. He said, you ain't gonna see her tonight. He threw me in jail, and I had my doubts, but I called Pumpkin Pie, and she bailed me out. I'm talking about my pumpkin pie. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. My knees are weak and I'm about to cry about the sweetest woman alive. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. She make me moan till late at night. Neighbor knocked and said, are you alright? I said, neighbor, I'm just fine. I'm just having some pumpkin pie. Loving so good that I can't stop. Give me pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top. I'm talking about my pumpkin pie. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie. Meet me at the bar about a quarter to 12. She'll be there like a ring of a bell. If I'm ever looking for a thrill, my love pumpkin always will. Her kisses are sent from above. I'm talking about my pumpkin, pumpkin of love. I'm talking about my pumpkin pie. Pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin pie.
Gesundheit, ja, ja, thank you, Mark. Hey, why didn't you say Gesundheit?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hard of hearing, you know.
Oh, that's right, he can't hear us. He can't hear us, he can't hear us.
Well, I'm head and shoulders over all of you, you see.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
Because I'm made out of stone and you are made out of plaster.
Oh, I'm tired of this manifestation. Since we had that spell put on us, our spirits are trapped in these busts. Oh, I'm so bored. Yeah, we should do something creative. We used to be composers. Yeah, yeah. Why don't we compose something? What, like what? Well, I heard from down the hallway that there's this hippie-hoppy music. Hippie-hoppy? Is it music for bunnies? No. It's dance music. I think you mean hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop. It's great. You should try it. Well, let's try it. Hey! Hey, Beethoven.
Yeah.
Drop the beat.
Wait a minute. I used to be a composer. I'm just tired of sitting up here, but I have a good one. We'll start off with dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
It's Arcadia, California. What the hell did you expect? A ginger Rastafari? What the freaking hell? Yeah, a ginger Rastafari with red dreads to his crack. You better not flush those. You might not get them back.
Da da da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
You got trunks on the plaza. That's where they can be found. And you better look out for those fire-breathing clowns like Jay Freelove. He's a freaky, freaky, free Freelove. In Arcadia, California, if you move there, you better like weed smoking lots of cold beer. Because there's one thing about the whole endeavor. You're in my age, but Arcadia's 19 forever.
Ha, you're all busted.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository, where things are left, but not forgotten. If a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? We are almost certain it does, but only very late at night. Submitted for your approval, the sound of falling trees.
Thank you. Lesson 30, the 30th lesson. Wireless, or radio as it's sometimes called, is the most wonderful discovery in an age of discovery. Seated comfortably in your home, you can hear music, lectures, and news broadcast hundreds of miles away. By means of wireless telephony, you can carry on a conversation with a friend on the other side of the world. I listen in almost every evening. I began, like most amateurs, with a simple crystal set with earphones and an outdoor aerial attached to the roof. Mine is only a three-valve set and not of the latest type either, so I'm not always successful in getting England. But now I have a five-valve set with an indoor frame aerial and loud speaker. The results are excellent. I can cut out the local station quite easily. I have no difficulty whatever in getting almost any station I like in Europe. I don't profess to know anything of the technical side of the business. One of my friends, Hughes, talks very learnedly about long and short wavelengths. Dials, batteries, condensers, oscillators, self-induction and other coils, switches, high and low tension. But it's all Greek to me. I know just about enough to turn the knob and tune into the station I want. I use my wireless set a good deal for keeping up my foreign languages. I find it very useful addition to the Linguaphone course. France gives me French, Spain Spanish, and Italy, Italian. And what a blessing wireless has been in times of disaster at sea. Thousands must owe their lives to this discovery of the 20th century.
You are listening to The Repository. I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. In fact, I wasn't born as much as coded. My mother was a 1 and my father was a 0. At least, that's what mother always told him.
The function of a performing philosopher is not to try to sell you on any brand name of philosophy. I have no dogma. I have no favorite cause here. I have one cause, and that's the goal of a performing philosopher, is to encourage you and inspire you and empower you, to the extent I can, to think for yourself and question authority. What I'm going to try to do that tonight is it's all the language. We are, as the French semioticians tell us, we're enshackled by our language. We're imprisoned by our language, by ideas. And so what I'm going to try to do is to, with as much clarity as I can summon here, zap on and to laser and to warm up and to buzz and to tickle and to stimulate the shackles of language that are tying you to any particular religion or any particular political party. Now, it is true that if you should take on this role of urging people to think for themselves and question authority, y'all can get in trouble that way. And that's part of the game, you know. Most people, see, don't want to change. Most people are doing the best they can. They've been entrapped by their parents and their language and by the language of their society. They don't, you know, they're discouraged from thinking for yourself. That's the key. How many of us in our growing years were encouraged to think for ourselves and question authority and come out with new ideas? You know, the aim of the game, until Dr. Spock came along in 1946, which created the 60s, by the way, Dr. Spock was the first person that told parents, hey, your job is to teach your kids to be individuals and to encourage your kids to be individuals and to treat your kids as individuals. Oh, jeez. When he said that, that's the most subversive statement you can make. Talk about anarchy. Forget it. When you teach kids to be individuals, you're undercutting every religion and every organization and every political dogmatic system through world history. It doesn't matter whether you're left, right, Christian, Jewish, Mormon, name it, whatever. Everybody who had an organization agreed you had to take kids and get them to line the kids are little wogs, little animals. You got to get them with a carrot and a whip. You got to get them to conform and join the pack. At this moment in world history, as we leave the industrial society, move on to the post-industrial society, it's not only your pleasure to think for yourself, it's your duty. You've got to think for yourself in the information age. Question authority. Question authority. Question authority. Question authority.
You are listening to The Repository. Get ready for some truly disturbing auditory experiences, none of which you will be able to unhear. Don't say I didn't warn you. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Saucer man. I'm not feeling too well. I was struck by the juxtaposition of that purple fire mushroom for the main gates. Urgent warning. There are many hostile territories in the cerebral hemisphere. I think I'll stay here in this shriveling envelope of larval flesh. I'm gonna take some morphine.
When me drink is ready, she strikes upon the bell. Get thee to bed. Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not. And yet I see thee still. art thou not, fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but the dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeding from the heat of fretted brain? I see thee yet in form as palpable as this which now I draw. Thou marshalst me the way that I was going, and such an instrument I was to you. Eyes are made the fools of the other senses, or else worth all the rest. I see thee still, and on thy blade on dudgeon, gooks of blood, which was not so before. There's no such thing. It is the bloody business which informs thus. Now the one half world, nature seems dead, and wicked dreams abuse the curtain sleep. Witchcraft celebrates pale Hecate's offerings, and withered murder, alarmed by his sentinel, the wolf, whose howl is what? With his stealthy pace, the Tarquin's ravishing stride towards his design moves like a ghost. Thou sure and firm setter, hear not missteps, which way they walk, for fear thy very stones prate of me whereabouts, and take the present horror from the time which now suits with it. While thy threat, he lives. Words to the heat of thee to cold breath give. I go. It is done. The bell.